statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
You are in the clubhouse and welcome to another gorgeous day. I just wanted to start the show by saying that you may not know this, but it happened yesterday afternoon. Ken Venturi, the 2013 Hall of Fame inductee, died yesterday. He overcame dehydration to win the 1964 U.S. Open. He overcame stuttering and went on to a 35-year career in broadcasting for CBS Sports. He lost his fight in the hospital yesterday against a spinal infection, pneumonia, and then an intestinal infection. And I personally am just glad he didn't die before, knowing that he is and will always be a Hall of Famer. Aloha, Ken Venturi. Coming up in just a couple of seconds, Ryan Harrington, Adam Barr, Craig Sassata, Bobby Femia, Brittany Pham. We've got a big show for you, but we want to thank the sponsors who make it possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
University of Hawaii is a very interesting school. UH Manoa brought in just about $500 million, that was back in 2008, in research grants. Five UH Manoa faculty are currently members of the National Academy of Sciences. UH Manoa is nationally recognized for pioneering research in oceanography, astronomy, linguistics, cancer, genetics, and three faculty members are contributing scientists on three of the seven powerful instruments NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter is going to use to perform a survey of the moon in preparation for human return in 2020. Meanwhile, our athletic programs, our UH teams, well, they don't get a piece of the financial action whenever something with, for instance, a UH logo is sold. All of that goes into the state general fund, and the legislature decides how much money to give to the UH and its athletic programs, which is why each team depends on its booster programs, the alumni that help out, and want to thank those booster programs for all they do for the UH golf team. Most of Hawaii's top performers in golf, the ones you hear about, they go on to the mainland golf programs because, well, Hawaii kids want to find out what the mainland's all about. And they want to learn the golf course conditions outside of Hawaii. So we are talking college golf this morning. We are talking Division I regionals. And we're talking with Ryan Harrington, senior writer, Golf World, golfdigest.com. You got to read Campus Insider to stay informed. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent, sir. Great. I got to tell you, with 81 teams and, what is it, let me see now, I can't even remember the number of individuals, you have to explain to me, from what I gather, there are something like 81 teams total and 45 individuals not on those teams trying to get from the regionals to the finals. And so this weekend, yeah. Right? Now, tell me about the 15 individuals, because Teksu Kim grew up on Maui. He's one of those individuals vying for a spot in the finals. How do they figure out the guys who aren't on the team? How do you get into that group?
Yeah, no, it's all based on rankings in terms of what individual players get to go to these regionals as well. If you're, for instance, if you were the medalist at your conference championship, you automatically qualify for the postseason in some way. If your team doesn't go, you get to go on your own. And then from there, they fill in the blanks based on collegiate rankings that take into account, obviously, play all during the year. So to make it as an individual is a pretty big honor. That means you obviously have had a good season, and they don't want to, obviously, they want to reward the kids that are having good seasons, even if their teams aren't necessarily there. So a lot of people in action today. Today's the final day of six different regionals throughout the country, and We're looking for the teams that are going to be selected to go to the NCAA championship from this group.
This is exciting. I've been going through all the different regions and all the different teams. What stands out? I know we have to talk about California in Pullman, Washington. That team has been extraordinary this year, and Michael Weaver, an extraordinary leader of that team. Give us some background.
Yeah, well, what's happening right now is, like I said, six different regionals, five teams will qualify. The top five teams in each of these regionals go to the national championship. But this season, head and shoulders above the rest in men's college golf has been the University of California team. They've got five players who all have stroke averages now of 71.2 or lower. Like you said, Michael Weaver is the one that most people are familiar with. He's the U.S. amateur runner-up, and he played at the Masters. He'll play at the U.S. Open here in a few weeks. He's really their name player, if you will. But they've got a really, really deep squad, and the team has won 10 tournaments and 12 starts, and is really, they're trying to make their claim for being the best college golf team of all time, and it's really interesting. They went out to a huge lead already here in Pullman. They're very easily look like they'll be in the top five of their regional, so they get to have a national championship. And then it's interesting now that in college golf, most of the tournaments are stroke play events, but now that the championship is in match play, you'll play 54 holes of qualifying to get to the top eight teams at the national championship, and those eight teams then will play match play against each other, and it makes for a very, very exciting championship, and one that if Cal could win, they would definitely go into the history books here.
Interesting. You talk about in some of your articles about the change the NCAA they instituted, such a strange word. They changed it, so you have to be on your game from the first round. You can't come in weak the first day. You have to be strong all the way through.
Yeah, the regionals, 4 years ago when the NCAA changed the format and added match play to the championship level, what they did at the regional level was they used to have three regionals and all the teams would play out of there. And the problem was there were too many teams in these fields. If you had bad weather, you were having trouble getting the tournaments finished on time. But what you had was 10 teams coming out of each of those regionals. So you might have been playing mediocre that week, but if you were in the top 10, you still made it to the national championship. What they did 4 years ago, they made it to six regionals, so now only five teams come out of each of the regions. And the margin of error now is much slimmer in order to be able to make it to the national championship. If you have a bad first round, you're really behind the eight ball, so to speak, and you're going to need to do something in the next 2 days to not have the pressure on you to qualify for the national championship. Last year, seven ranked teams didn't get to the national championship. They had a bad first couple of days and just couldn't make it out of regionals. So it's made it a lot more difficult just to qualify for the national championship.
Watching the seeds in each of these groups, are playing in Tempe and Pullman, I believe in one of the events, I think wasn't it Pullman where the rain delayed start this morning?
Yes, they've got some weather going on there. I think Columbus was the one other regional where there might be some weather issues today. Otherwise, there's a regional going on in Tempe. It's really hot there. The regional in Pullman is actually at 62 degrees. It's kind of interesting because that's one of the minor things in college golf, minor debates right now, is trying to make the regionals as equal as possible. If you got a draw into a certain regional at a certain kind of a golf course, perhaps it would be easier for you to get through than at another one. So they try to make them as equal as they can, but six different places, obviously six different courses, you're going to have different conditions at each one of them. But smaller fields now, because they only have 10 or 12 teams at each of the regionals, allows them not to have any weather issues. So.
smaller fields. Yeah, this is amazing. For someone like myself that doesn't have an alma mater to, follow, because UH isn't in Division I, it's interesting. I was looking at Columbus, Ohio. Ohio State, Scarlet Course. UNLV, seated, who looks like fifth, is now leading. So they've kind of flipped things around. Did that surprise you?
Indeed, no. UNLV, well, what's interesting in college golf, I mean, obviously, like we said, the Cal team is a major story this year because of how dominant they've been. But when you drill down to the next level, in college golf, both on the men's and the women's side, a lot of different teams now are real contenders on the national scene. It's no longer just your Oklahoma States and your Arizona States. That a lot of schools have invested money in college golf. They believe it's a way to try to, bring some, obviously, attention to the school. But having a good golf program is something that's pretty good for their donors as well. And so by having quality programs, they've invested in those teams, they've invested in the facilities there. You've really got a lot of different teams that are able to play well. UNLV has been a perennial power for the last few years, but teams like last year, San Diego State, a small program, but they got to the Final Eight in the national championship. Augusta State won the national championship 2 years in a row. Yeah. It's their only Division I team at Augusta State. So it's kind of interesting to see how quickly teams can rise to prominence if they have one or two good players, and then what they can do if they can maintain their quality. Obviously, they can become real powers real quick.
Yeah, certainly. And I'm looking at Clemson. In the Tempe, Arizona one, where UCLA and Duke and Georgia and Texas A&M and Clemson and Vanderbilt, the top five seeds. But what we have is UCLA, UCF, Georgia, Texas A&M, Duke, Arizona State. Where did Clemson go? What did you follow that team?
Yeah, you know, the Clemson team has been a perennial power and still is. They're ranked in the top 25 every year, but conversely, if you've got the parity, that means that some of these dominant teams no longer have the dominance that they once had, and Clemson's actually in that scenario. I mean, if you think about the PGA Tour right now with Jonathan Bird and Lucas Glover and Kyle Stanley, you know, you've obviously got some big names, DJ Trahan, who have all come through that Clemson program, and in the last few years, they just haven't been able to recruit as many top players because so many different programs now are attractive to guys. They used to take all the good South Carolina kids, but some of those kids now are going to different programs, and so it takes a lot of recruiting effort. It takes a lot of selling in terms of getting to these programs now. And so a team like Clemson, which kind of could always count on being in the national championship every year, it's now a lot of work to get back there.
Question about individuals who are excelling in their team, but their team is not excelling as a whole. Do they have a chance to go on as individuals?
The way each of the regionals works is the top individual player who isn't on a team that qualifies for the national championship gets to go individually to the NCAA tournament. The one interesting or the hard part about college golf, quite frankly, is it's a team sport, and then most of us really look at golf as an individual sport, obviously, and so trying to balance winning a team title versus winning an individual title. They do try to give the ability for individual players to go through and win a national championship. Obviously, that's a huge deal. It's a great thing for your resume, and some incredible golfers from Jack Nicklaus to Arnold Palmer to Phil Mickelson to Tiger Woods have all won NCAA titles. So that's an important thing, and they do try to give individuals the opportunity to do that, even if their teams aren't successful in going to the national.
You know, I was thinking of David Fink. He's out of Iolani High School, doing really well at Oregon State, which is not doing so well. He shot 76-77 under, which puts him quite high. But so if the top players who beat David Fink and their teams go on into the NCAA of the finals, and then David Fink, he would possibly go in as an individual if his team doesn't make it. Do I understand?
If he moves up the leaderboard, he could then go individually and at least represent his school. And you know, it's about trying to give kids the opportunity to play in a national championship. I mean, obviously, if the 30 teams going to it, you say, well, that's a lot of teams going to national championship. But, you know, all things considered, considering how many people play Division I college golf, the opportunity to play in that NCAA championship is a rare thing for a lot of players. So to be able to qualify like that would be a big deal for some guys who aren't going to necessarily be pro golfers down the road. And this could be the apex of their careers.
Question about, you just said pro golfers, and my mind was, okay, what do you think about the kid that goes through, he's a college player, he's on a team for 3 years, and then all of a sudden decides, I'm going to turn pro?
It's an interesting question because obviously, there are different circumstances for a lot of different players. The most interesting name of late had been Jordan Spieth, who played at the University of Texas. He was a low amateur at the U.S. Open last year. The team won the national championship, and then in December, he decided to turn pro. He'd only played a year and a half of college golf, but he decided he was ready to make that jump. And lo and behold, he didn't have any place to play. He didn't get through Q school, but he won enough money in PGA Tour events where he's got that special temporary membership now, and mm-hmm. he was able to make that jump. And Jordan is the rare exception. Jordan had an incredible junior and amateur career and was probably ready to make that transition. I think more often than not, it's a risky proposition, particularly in men's golf, where the pro level obviously is so deep and you're really going to have to play very well very quickly to be able to make a jump like Jordan has. But it does happen. Patrick Cantlay is another name we might remember from the Masters a couple of years ago and whatnot. He turned pro after 2 years. And you find a handful of people who do that each year, and they have different levels of success. It's such a fickle game, and my thoughts are the longer you can play in college, the longer you can learn to win in a pretty safe environment. I mean, they're paying for your trips to all over the places. Most of these teams actually travel out to Hawaii and play in some of the events we talked about earlier this year.
Yes.
I mean, some great, great trips for these guys. That's a fantastic experience that I hope these guys don't underappreciate. I hope they realize what they're going through, and to force becoming a professional because of some of the dollar signs that are out there, if you're not ready, that can be a big mistake.
Speaking of dollar signs, how much money does a Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay, how much money do they have behind them to make a decision to go pro?
It's a good question. You know, I think in the case of Jordan and Patrick, they both were able to get some sponsors, some sponsor dollars. Jordan signed on with Under Armour. I think both of them have some deals with equipment companies. And so they've got enough money coming in where their travel expenses are definitely paid for. And if they did better, they would get certain incentives if they performed well on the PGA Tour and whatnot. But, for other players, you'll get your equipment stuff and covered. But, the playout on the PGA Tour, that's high five figures, close to low six figures, just in travel costs, paying caddy fees, all those things. I think people don't appreciate that. You know, those are all out of pocket expenses for these players. And if they don't have places to play that actually can earn them enough money to net out at zero with that, if they're only playing the web.com tour or a mini tour or whatnot, well, it's not like the expenses go down a whole lot and the amount you can make is a whole lot less.
Yeah.
So the problem, again, is so many people watch the PGA Tour and see the glamour out there and see the big purses and they go, wow, that's where I want to be. Well, sure it is, but you know what? Being on there, you're in the elite of professional golf, and more often than not, you've got to work your way up, and working your way up can be pretty ugly sometimes.
Yeah, and expensive. Now, on the women's game, the D1 National Championships begin on Tuesday. Favorites USC, and I got to mention Kyung Kim, had an amazing game when they moved into Division One. I she said seven, I think it was seven birdies. She just came on so strong, a freshman at USC. Really glad to see her there. Who's leading? Who's seated? Who are the leaders in college women's golf?
Yeah, USC has been the number one team in the country in our golf world poll for most of the year. Kyung Kim, like you said, a freshman who came into the school, was the Women's Amateur Public Links champion from last summer, and she hasn't missed a beat. She's played so well in college golf. They actually added a player in the middle of the season in January, a freshman who enrolled in January named Annie Park, who just won the Pac-12 title. And then also won a share of the regional title in the West region where the USC came out of. And they definitely, they're a quality team that's won six tournaments now this year, the most they've ever had in their school history. And they've won two NCAA titles in that history, so they're a pretty good program. The defending NCAA champion is Alabama, and they're the other ones that I'm really looking for. They come back with almost all their players from last year's squad, a really deep team. Stephanie Meadow, who is from Northern Ireland, who helped the GB&I team win the Curtis Cup last year, and she's the reigning women's British amateur champion. She's played in the U.S. Open. She played in the Kraft Nabisco this last year. She's on that Alabama team right now and leading it, and I really see those two teams kind of standing out above everybody. The championship is at the University of Georgia golf course in Athens, Georgia, the campus course for the University of Georgia, and Alabama has played in that tournament that they host every year, obviously in SEC local kind of a feel there, so maybe you give a little bit of advantage to Alabama, but I do think it's going to be really competitive between those two, and it's only stroke play on the women's side, so it's, count every stroke, and let's see who the top four scores are for your five players each day, and see who's going to do it. It's going to be really exciting, I think.
You're amazing. Ryan Harrington, college golf is my weakest subject, and I'm always challenged to have you on because I feel like, but as long as I ask you a question that is semi-intelligent, you are amazing that you can keep track.
You're fine with it. I love college golf. I mean, I've covered this piece since 1998. These guys love, quite honestly, when you look at the pro level, sometimes you see some jaded professionals there. And I like seeing kids who are still playing because they just love this game and they want to be good professionals. And so it's really exciting for me to talk to, I mean, I just missed Charlie Howell, or excuse me, Tiger Woods. He wasn't in college when I, or he'd already gotten out of college when I started covering it. But I've gotten to see some great amateur golfers here, from Matt Kuchar to Webb Simpson, you know, when he came through, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson. I covered his championship when he won his event at Georgia. You know, it's very exciting to see these guys at this young age where golf means such a big deal to them, and they're looking forward to having good careers. And then it's fun to see which ones pan out and which ones, you know, unfortunately don't, and try to figure out why. They're all great players at this level, and I'm still trying to learn why some of them can do it and some of them can't.
Awesome. Ryan Harrington, Golf World, and read him at CampusInsiderGolfDigest.com. Bobby Femia, the tournament chair for the Jenny K, our top amateur event for women at Mid-Pacific, underway. Mid-Pacific Country Club, we're going to be talking with Bobby next. Ryan Harrington, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Anytime, Danielle.
Awesome. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The 2014 Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Go test drive this car at Acura Honolulu, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. I want a tight turning radius. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. I want a responsive engine. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. And a smooth, quiet ride down Ala Moana Boulevard. You'll get that. It's so good on the nerves on Honolulu streets. But don't take my word. Test drive the 2014 Acura RLX. Call for an overnight test drive. You heard right. Call General Sales Manager TJ Jones for your appointment to visit Acura of Honolulu. Your time's valuable. Book it. Call 942-4555. Meet with TJ and the RLX expert. There is so much to Acura's RLX, where luxury meets high tech. Acura's flagship sedan. Take it home. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your life. You heard right. Acura of Honolulu will wash and vacuum your current car while you're experiencing the Acura RLX. And when you bring it back, find out when you can take your Acura RLX or RLX Advance home. The number is 808-942-4555. His name is TJ. The car is the Acura RLX. It's an amazing car, and I'm not easily amazed.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Oh, no. No thunderstorms. No. We're going to just have, a partly sunny day, scattered showers, mostly sunny in the morning, a little rain, maybe, locally heavy rainfall as possible. But later in the afternoon, with the winds variable 5 to 15 miles per hour. That's for Bobby Femia. She's the tournament chair. The Mid-Pac Country Club is hosting the Jenny K. This is the top amateur event in the islands. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Thank you, Danielle. We miss you over here.
I know.
I hear you had a boo-boo.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate it. I get to keep my legs stretched out, and everything's fine with the knee. Just got to take care of it. And I, I have to get up so much more early, you know, to come out to do it. So I appreciate it. This is the 63rd annual Jenny K. Wilson Women Invitational Golf Tournament, and it's known in our community as one of the only, there are only two 54-hole low-gross metal play tournaments that are held for amateur women in the state, and it's the premier in Hawaii. It's in a gorgeous location. Tell us a little bit about the background of this.
Well, the tournament, like you said, was started 63 years ago by the Mid-Pacific Ladies Group, and they wanted to make the tournament attractive and prestigious, so they asked Jenny K. Wilson, who was not a golfer, but she loved golf, liked to watch it, and if they she would lend her name to the tournament, and she agreed, and so they named the tournament after her. And from the very beginning, it was quite successful. And like you said, we've had the premier amateur event in the state for, well, 63 years now. And we'd like to point out that this year might just be the best tournament of all. I mean, it's just beautiful, beautiful over here at Mid-Pacific. The rain has helped, and our course superintendent, Jason Amoy, has made the course absolutely perfect this year.
Brittany Fan is coming on later on to tell us just how dangerous the pin placements are.
Well, you know, Jason and I had a little talk this year, and we decided to make it just a little more friendly.
At
least the first 2 days. And you can see that our leader is 5 under par. She shot a 67 yesterday, so that wouldn't have happened last year with the way the greens were.
Tell us who's leading.
Hina Arakaki. She's from Japan. She played last year, and she's back this year to play again. There's 3 girls that come from Japan. They have qualifying tournaments over there, and the top 3 girls get to come over here and play in the Jenny K. So Hina's back this year and leading. She's a 15-year-old from, Carol just told me where she was from, Okinawa, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And so she actually, you know, our number 5 water hole, par 5 over the water?
Yes.
She eagled that yesterday.
Yeah.
So she's got game. So unfortunately, I didn't get to see. I was out there hacking my way around the course. So
how did you do?
Well, I have to say, I can't believe this, but I'm in first place in my flight.
Yes.
But unfortunately, there's 2 more days of golf to play.
Hey. Take it, you know, take the applause.
Yeah. I have to thank Jason because I the greens were just perfect and my putt started dropping on the back, so.
Isn't that nice? Oh, the motto of the Jenny K since 1950 is Kulia I Kanu'u, which means strive for the highest.
Yes.
Which would be something I think Ken Venturi would definitely appreciate. May rest in peace. Now, not only was that the personal motto of both Queen Kapiolani and Auntie Jenny, it seems to fit for the women who challenge themselves because Jason Amoy happens to be a gentleman who set up Wailea Country Club for many a year for the Sony Open, PGA Tour event. So the guy knows what he's doing, and he likes to challenge men and women, and he definitely wants to protect that course, which is gorgeous, absolutely stunning course. University Health Alliance is providing support as title sponsor. UHA, they've been with you for a while, and we really appreciate that.
Yes, we definitely appreciate that. They're making it possible for us to keep the tournament, you know, a high-level prestige tournament, be able to keep our medals as the award. The medals have gotten very expensive. So UHA is very definitely a part of our tournament now. And Max Botticelli, who was their CEO, was a longtime member of Mid-Pacific, and his wife, Alice, played with us for a long time. And Max passed, I think it's 2 years now. So this is, UHA is continuing to support us in honor of Max.
That's
and
great.
We really, really appreciate their backing us. And hopefully, their new CEO is Howard Lee, And he'll be here on Sunday at the banquet to help us award the medals.
Excellent. You've got two 12-year-olds playing. It's just wonderful, you know. But you also have a lady. I mean, Susan Awaya has been playing for years and years. Every
yes.
year I see her name. There's Susan, continuing to support women's amateur golf. But there's an, who's 83 years old? Who is that?
Pat Severson.
Yes.
And they're also long, long-time members of Mid-Pacific Country Club. And she, this year she kind of waffled about playing, and we said, hey, we've got room. Come on, get in the tournament.
Get in the tournament.
So she did.
Yes.
And she's kind of in the middle of her flight. Yeah. So
isn't that awesome? It's just,
she's
just
not last.
Tickles
we
me.
Tell her, you're not last.
No, you're not last. You're not last. And, and just keep playing. Just keep playing.
That's right. I said, yeah, as long as you can play, get out there.
Get
she
out
plays
there.
Every Tuesday with our ladies group. And she plays with me on Sunday. Also, we have a couples group that plays on Sundays, she and her husband, Jim.
It's a
and
beautiful
And he's our
course.
Announcer. Her husband, Jim, announces off the tee when we start. So
That's
they're
great.
Very, you know, involved with Mid-Pacific Country Club. And
that, you know, what I love, Bobby Femia is our tournament chair for the 63rd annual Jenny K. Wilson Women's Invitational Golf Tournament at MidPac. Not only do we have the local kids, 12 years old, we have, you know, the tutus, that's Hawaiian for grandma, they're 83 years old, and then we have the Japanese, you know, who are playing, they qualify in Japan and fly over, which for me is a perfect transition because my next guest is Adam Barr of Miura Golf. And
to me
it was like perfect when you said they have the qualifying over there. That's fantastic. I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Bobby Femia. I'll be there next year.
You will.
Yes.
We look forward to seeing you. We look forward to your visit every year.
14
thank
years.
You for supporting our tournament, too.
14 years I've done it. So I'm sorry for this 1 year. I will be back. Thank you so much.
Okay. You take care, too.
Thank you.
And thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And that Hawaiian Airlines jet must be on the way to Tokyo, or maybe it's Tahiti, or Auckland, or Seattle, or Portland, or San Francisco, or Los Angeles. Could be Las Vegas. They're always flying. Do you notice those beautiful jets flying off? That one taking off means that you're supposed to call now. And the number is 808-296-5467. And the reason you're going to call that number is because if you're the ninth caller, you'll be a qualifier. The drawing is next week. We're going to announce the winner next week. Yes, so you'll be one of the last qualifiers. What are you qualifying for? What in the world? A trip for two to San Francisco, where you'll stay four nights at the Palace Hotel, San Francisco. It's a beautiful luxury collection hotel in the middle of San Francisco. Perfect, isn't it? That's on, let's see now, on the 25th, we'll be drawing the name. So you need to call 808-296-5467. Oh, I see you are. Good. Now, let's bring in, we have loads of time, and I hope he has too, to talk with Adam Barr. One of my, you know, he's got this really cool blog that he writes, Brain Splatter Keyboard, something like that, where he talks about stress and behaving badly on golf courses, But then meeting people who don't behave badly, who are wonderful, you know, at public links when you go on and you get paired up with somebody, and it's a joy to meet some of the people that you don't, you know, you had no idea they were out there, and bam, you just, a wonderful input in your life. So let's bring in the president of Miura of Japan, Adam Barr. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, Danielle, and konnichiwa as well.
Thank
you for that introduction. It's brainsplatterkeyboard.wordpress.com, and I know that's complicated, but the subtitle says, like Jackson Pollock, not like the Godfather, just so people don't get upset.
Well, I got it. You're splattering your brains all over the keyboard and trying
to come out.
Yes.
You know, selling golf clubs and making golf clubs and promoting golf clubs is wonderful, but other things have to get out. So
well,
that's how they get out. It's a hobby for me.
Exactly. But you have to explain why it's a hobby. I mean, you've done a lot of things in your life. You were the Golf Channel legal and business analyst for.
Yes.
I was thinking how busy you'd be with the legal stuff.
Oh, my gosh. If I were dealing with anchored putters, Vijay Singh, maybe Tim Clark will end up suing the USGA. Who knows? Plus a million other things, plus the two rule situations in the two biggest tournaments this year involving the same guy. I would be much busier than I was even back in the Casey Martin days. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. This seems like we can't play golf. We just have to have controversy.
Oh, my God. Unless you go to a nice public course like I do, where I would never behave badly, but I might have bad thoughts. I mean, but I thank you for citing that story. And the other day, I keep meeting wonderful people on the golf course. I can't write about all of them, but here in Orlando, Florida, at our wonderful in-city course, Dubs Dread, there's a steady stream of great people to play with. I imagine it's not unlike the Jenny K tournament people that you were talking about just a minute ago. Just people who are there to play good golf and have a smile and have a good time and know when to talk, know when not to talk, and are ready to play when it's their turn. So
yeah, it was such a great story. You have to go read this. You have to read his blog because he talks about stress. And this is his intro. I've been wanting to write about stress for a long time, but I haven't yet hit upon the angle I'm looking for. It's very stressful. So while
there's no such thing as stress in Hawaii, for one thing. So I think this is going to be new to a lot of people and maybe cause a chuckle. It was addressed to people in the 49 other states who aren't fortunate enough to live in Hawaii.
You're making me laugh, and that laugh, I have lots of them. But that particular one was, oh, how silly you are. You have no idea.
Well, rock fever, I can understand. But
it goes beyond rock fever. You know, you have to have three jobs in Hawaii to survive. In Hawaii, you know, it's just
that and your interstate highways go in a circle. I don't understand, but you're supposed to go from point A to point B. But
no, everything's in a circle here, like a lovely lay. Oh, yeah, and now one more question: since you write so well, you know, you do write well. Why didn't you become a golf writer?
Well, I was for a while, and that's what got me into this business in the first place. When I got into golf, I started freelancing about 20 years ago for Golf Week magazine, after doing it for some local newsprint golf rags in Chicago. When I got the full-time gig at Golf Week, I was writing and hunting down people with a notebook to get quotes, you know, just the old school stuff. And it was across the street from the Golf Channel at the time, so when they read what I was doing, they said, can you do this stuff except on television? I said, yeah, will you train me? And they said, yeah, so I went ahead, and training was, here's a microphone, this is the end to hold, go. And if you look at some of the early tapes, you can tell the training was a little quick. But that's how I got into it. And whether it's for print or the Golf Channel website or television scripts or now for my own edification, and I hope some other people's, I can never get my hands very far away from a keyboard. There are a few things in life that I have to do, but write and cook are two of them.
You cook? What's your favorite meal to make?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask my son. He demanded blueberry pancakes this morning.
Oh.
Like I'm going to say no.
No. How could you say no to your son, A? And
exactly.
Blueberry pancakes, I mean, you know, maybe
yeah,
banana precisely, pancakes. But
precisely. So, as you see, there's more to life than golf.
Yes.
Not much more, but some.
But there is. But you know what's happening tonight? Tonight is the Aloha Golf Center's move from its smaller place to its new place. And there's going to be I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it's today they're moving in, you know, it's official, and the Aloha Golf Center is where you can buy and have fitted your Miura clubs, which of
course... Yes, indeed. And it's wonderful to go to a custom fitter and realize that what you're getting is more than the hard goods. It's a partner in your game, somebody who can, besides doing the basics like checking lofts and lies, can, you know, you can't watch your own golf swing, and your feel is not always telling you, as we all know, the entire truth about what your game is doing and why the ball flight's coming out that way. Somebody knowledgeable, such as a fitter, such as Joey today, or somebody like our good fitters in Hawaii, can tell you, can see, can listen, actually listen to impact like Mr. Miura does, and tell you what's going on and make suggestions. If you want to know all the art and science, they'll tell you. If you want to hand it to them and say, just fix this so it's going where I want, they can do it that way too.
You've got some new wedges, though. I want to talk about these wedges that you have. Because
Thank you. It's if you take these wedges, which have a little kanji on them, the Japanese kanji translates best to noble effort or striving, and people seem to like that. But if you take them and hold them up to our old ones, you have to look very hard to see the differences. But there are differences in the subtle shape of the sole, a little more relief on the toe and the heel, and a little bit on the top line. Still a very attractive look, and generally the weighting is pretty much the same, but it's what experience has overlaid on our quote-unquote old wedge series to make the new wedge series even better. The soles are very smooth. They don't have anything on them. So when you pick that club and you set it up for the shot, you know you're going to get unimpeded turf travel with the best sole and a wedge that we've ever made. So you don't have to worry about catching anything. I think you'll find the leading edge is a little more refined, although that kind of thing can be ground to your liking. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to make something happen over the space of, say, 12 yards, and you don't want to go any further than that, you can be confident you can take a decent stroke and you're not going to decelerate. You can go all the way through it. It will go through the turf the way it's supposed to, even Kikuya, and stop where you want it to stop. I mean, you have to do your part by bringing your best swing to it, but this new wedge series is essentially the sum of what we've learned about wedges since making the quote-unquote old wedge series.
It's fluted. What benefit is that?
Well, you're looking at, those are the K-grind wedges, which are also new. They first came out as a 56 degree a couple of years ago. Those flutes, for lack of a better term, on the sole reduce resistance when getting through, yes, sand, but more likely cabbagey rough.
Ah.
And that happens no matter which angle you open it up to or if you hit it straight on. That was a prototype. Our VP of Product Strategies, Bill Holowaty, was in Japan, plucked it out of Miura-san's bag and said, why aren't we making this? And he hit it from all directions and couldn't hit a bad shot with it. Miura-san said, it's not ready. And Bill said, you've got to produce this. You got to make this. And he finally convinced them. It was so popular that people essentially forced us to add a 52-degree and a 60-degree. So now that wedge, the K-grind, K for Katsuhiro Miura, our founder, it now comes in those three very useful lofts. And as I like to say, it's like cheating out of the sand. It's not cheating. It's just like cheating out of the sand.
Wow. It's really a pretty club, too. And the fact
Thank you.
Now, folks who don't, they follow golf, but they don't understand things, the word bounce. You know, these clubs will get you out of the sand, out of the bunker. And let's explain, the higher the degree of bounce, the better it runs over the ground rather than cutting into it, right? Is that right?
Generally, the bounce, very simply, is the angle by which the trailing edge of a wedge is lower than the leading edge. So that 56-degree K wedge, for example, has 12 degrees of bounce, which is pretty bouncy. That means that it will get junky grass, debris, pine needles in my region, or sand out of the way so that you don't accidentally belly the ball. You hit it in the part of the club face you want. On tight lies, of course, you want lower bounce. For instance, we have in the new wedge series a 60 degree with just 7 degrees of bounce, much lower bounce so that you won't essentially chunk your way into the ball with the leading edge of the club. You'll actually get the leading edge under where it belongs. So within the new wedge series, the K's, the Y grinds, and the C grinds, it's a big dessert menu of real tasty short game options.
Awesome. We also have the, now I don't understand because, you know, I'm not like Pitbull 808. And Golfworks, you know, I've got to ask you, he's about a con he wrote. He loves this new wedge series, absolutely loves this Miura 1957 series Y and K wedges. But we need to take a break, and I also want to talk about the straight neck passing point 90. How do you say those?
9,000. That's a whole license plate right there. The straight neck passing point 9,003. And I will be delighted after your break to tell you all about it.
All right, we'll come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're talking with, yes, Adam Barr. Yes, the Adam Barr. He is the president of Miura Golf. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
See your Hawaii Acura dealer in Honolulu and Kahului, Maui for the season's best offers on the 2013 Acura RDX. Choosing an Acura just makes sense.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're talking with Adam Barr, president of Miura Golf. And, of course, Miura follows a tradition of steel working in Japan that goes back to the days of the samurai sword, which had to be folded 200 times. And it was so precision that, so sharp that, well, you wouldn't feel the knife go through you like butter it would. But before we go into that and the details of how Miura does its work, I want to congratulate Paul for being the qualifier this morning, the second to the last qualifier. Paul from Hilo. Yay! We've got like 3 or 4 qualifiers from Hilo already. This is really exciting. We'll have another qualifier later in the show, and that's a trip for two. We've already given one away. This is our second and the final trip for now. As we celebrate our anniversary, trip for two to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines, where you'll stay 4 nights at the Palace Hotel, San Francisco. Now, to the forging. I really, Adam, like the analogy I read about the forging, that there are no spaces in the molecule. How do you explain that?
I'm glad you brought that up. The analogy, and this comes from our executive VP of product strategies, Bill Hollowatt. He's been saying for years, if ordinary forged steel is like a jar of marbles, all very tight together, but unavoidably with some spaces in it, our forging is more like a jar of sand. The grain is so fine that there can be no discernible spaces in between them. And it's those tiny little spaces in ordinary forgings, or less careful forgings, that would lead to a clanky or uneven feel in an iron. When they hit a Miura iron, it's the feel that gets them right away, and you get a wow reaction immediately. And as I always like to say to our dealers, let them hit it, and I think your selling job is about done. It's that consistency, uniformity of grain that Miura-san insists on. We don't fold it 200 times, I can tell you that. But it's that very careful forging and tight manufacturing tolerance that leads to the feel that is otherworldly, and it makes people rearrange their priorities about golf and everything else in their life to get these clubs.
Yeah, that's why you don't. I can't help it. Okay, I'm going back to a blog he wrote about going. It's about the one, how enjoyable a public links course can be, because he had to rearrange his priorities. He wasn't spending enough time at the private club that he belonged to. How did you phrase that?
When I told the club,
you're writing, you said something about you had to rearrange your financial.
I said in normal speak, it just means that my wife and I weren't playing enough over there to justify the expense. And, you know, we do have a 12-year-old with college looming on the horizon,
yes,
like a thunderstorm. So,
yes, boy.
We got to get ready for that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, we're far from the only ones in that situation. So.
But these clubs, I mean, these last you a lifetime.
Yeah, and they really are, and we intend them to be, clubs that you pass down for generations. I know my son is coveting mine as we speak. I know some people do buy multiple sets if they happen to want them in different locations or because they want to try another model. But we have never, I'm not here to indict other companies, but we have never subscribed to the ethic that every year or even 2 years you should be changing your golf clubs. A legitimate change in technology, sure, but those are less frequent than some manufacturers would have us believe. Murison is kind of old school. He wants to make golf clubs that you can play and enjoy for years. We will have a new blade iron coming out probably later this year, but that's the first blade since 2007. And so we're by the time the new blade comes out, the old one will be 7 years old.
Wow.
And that's just almost unheard of,
yes,
in golf. And Murison says, well, it's working, so let's not fix it right away. I have some ideas, but it's not yet time.
Wow. He must be a man of very few words.
Well, he all his words are valuable. He doesn't use them carelessly. He is very active. He's 70 years old. Of course, you and I know that 70 in Japanese terms is probably 50-ish in the West.
Yeah.
He's healthy as a horse. And great fun to work with. One of the most generous people I've ever met. Has been a great mentor to me, and I'm certainly not the only one.
Before we go into the straight neck passing point 9003 irons, which I'm still having a hard time saying, I wanted to ask you about the grooves, which of course was a huge issue for, you know, non-conforming grooves and what have you.
Yes.
On the wedge series, and going to Rito Gatta from Golfworks, when he says that about the most of the retail wedge market is filled with manufacturers that offer custom finishes, laser etching. Most also have special milled and or micro-milled grooves with numerous other touches to increase spin. Amura offers pretty standard fare pressed conforming grooves. Am I reading this right, that, you know, other manufacturers are like cheating?
Well, they're not exactly cheating, because all that stuff you do to the face is, and I read this, I've gone back to Appendix 2 and the rules and read over this a number of times to make sure I'm not missing anything, but it's legal to do that stuff to the face, A, because it's not very deep, and B, because it's the belief of the technical department at the USGA that it doesn't actually impart that much spin. If it makes the golfer feel better, so much the better. We mill the faces of our putters for other reasons, and we have the capacity to mill wedges. We just never thought it added that much. The grooves are not cut in any special way except by pressing. If you go to YouTube at Mura Golf USA and look at the video I made about our production process called a Visit to the Forge and Factory, you'll see the young man pressing using the forging press to press the grooves in. There's really nothing remarkable about it. And they are all conforming. Nonetheless, they spin the ball pretty nice. I think it's people's confidence in the wedges and the fact that they put a good move on it that gets the maximum spin out of them.
Absolutely. And then if somebody wants to take some sandpaper, you know, I mean, it's
well,
funny.
Well, that's legal too. Yeah,
right.
You can, as long as you're not putting Vaseline on the face, if you want to alter the face by actually filing it or sandpapering it, I don't recommend it because I think it would denigrate the chrome to the point where you might get some unwanted rust. But some people want to do it, and if they change their wedge heads often enough, then there's little risk.
Yeah, it's just interesting how people like to fiddle. you know?
Oh, no question.
It comes with something like, well, I like one or two little changes, you know. Phil Mickelson has an entire tribe of people just like him who want to tinker with whatever they've purchased. Now let's go to the straight neck passing point 9003 iron.
Yes.
Where did you guys get the name? What's straight neck passing point 9003? Can you kind
of... it's hard to translate some concepts from Japanese. So we discussed this one for a long time. Passing point was Shinya Emir, as a son of one of the two sons of our founder. His idea for a name that would kind of talk about the transition from casual player to more serious and skilled player. Or, you know, somebody who is more deeply committed than when they began. So, transition iron didn't sound good, and everybody said, well, we got to come up with an English concept. I said, no, just keep the literal translation the way it is and let me work on it. And we presented it as passing from one stage, the point at which you pass from one stage of your golf to the next desirable stage. And that's all it means. They're the largest iron head we've ever made with the biggest cavity. And we thought, well, great, these are game enhancement. They're going to appeal to players who need trajectory and contact help. What we also found is a lot of skilled players like them, too, especially in the longer irons, and they mix up their sets with them. The straight neck came about because the original passing points had a fair amount of offset, and some people either don't need it or don't like looking at it because they, you know, they don't have a problem with the ball trailing right. And so they asked us for the straight neck, and we said, yeah, we can do that. So we adjusted the dies for some of the clubs, made new dies so that we have a straighter neck, less offset, and people who don't need help keeping the ball from going to the right tend to go for the straight neck. It's something you should definitely discuss with your Miura authorized dealer fitter to see which one works for you or whether you should mix.
So, as you said, this is designed for players whose game could be changing, or who going from one stage to another, getting better, but also for someone who doesn't have a lot of time to practice. And
yeah, definitely, because although the soles are, nobody's going to call these things wrenches. The soles are a tiny bit wider. If you tend on the spectrum between hitting down on one end and sweeping on the other, if you're a little closer to the sweeping end than perhaps you'd like to be, rather than change your swing, you should try these clubs so that you can hit the kind of iron shots you want without doing something that your body feels is unnatural.
Okay. And one of the something else I read that you were quoted to say, some people need offset to help from going, to keep from going right.
Yes.
Others, it encourages the ball to go too far left. So this will actually help you from going right? I mean, this will help correct?
Well, the increased offset in the original model would keep you from going right. Mm-hmm. I'd say players who don't have that problem, hit the original offset model, might err to the left.
Okay, got
so,
it.
Yeah, they're the ones, and I wasn't misquoted. I probably said it wrong.
No, I read it wrong.
I would say players who don't have that rightward tendency, if they hit too much offset, it'll take it left for them, and then they'll be hinky about it every time they get over the ball, which we don't want. The straight neck would probably help them out a great deal. They'd get the contact they want and the turf interaction they want without having to worry about it overhooking.
Wow. Okay. I got it. And all you can go to Aloha Golf Center, because Aloha Golf Center and Joey Tadeo, they're just right down in Kakaako. Yeah, isn't he?
Yeah. And it's one of the best fitting experiences you'll ever have, no question.
He's very, very patient, and he works tirelessly until you're very comfortable with what you want.
And Danielle, I don't know what your time situation is like, and pardon me for hijacking your show, but just like everybody else, I just want to make sure I don't get away without saying that on behalf of our company, and on behalf of me as well, I just want to appreciate Ken Venturi for the champion he was, and for how kind he was to me personally. And I hope that all the committed golfers in Hawaii and elsewhere will teach junior golfers about players like this guy. I feel sorriest for his family and also for Jim Nance, his great friend, on whose birthday Mr. Venturi died. And I'm sure if you watch today's CBS telecast, I can't imagine that they won't have a magnificent tribute to Mr. Venturi. May he rest in the hands of God.
I'm so glad you did that, because I opened the show with his passing, and yes, some comments.
Yes, I figured you would.
Yeah. And he was such a wonderful man, you know, and what he said about life and striving to be your best is something that, or being better than you thought you could be. Wasn't that his quote?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're better than anybody else. What matters is if you're better than you thought you could be.
Yes, and that's kind of the motto of the Jenny Kay, the top amateur event in the state that's been going on for 60 years. You know, always strive for the highest, and just, as you said, you know, don't worry about the other guy, just do your best and be better than you thought you could be. It's a beautiful quote from Ken Venturi.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
You know, you were not hijacking my show. I really appreciate that. this is great. It's always great talking with you. It seems like time flies, you know.
And yes, it does. And, you know, my ambition, one of my many, is to one day be in a situation where I can simply just walk into the studio with you, which you know, it's a 5,000-mile ride, but I think it would be worth it.
Oh, yes, do come. We have lots of seats here, and they're empty. I'd love to fill my chairs, or at least have you across, right? We'd have, and there are microphones, lots of room, lots of space. You'd have to get up early, though, you know.
That'd be quite all right.
Okay.
I'd be in Hawaii. Why not? Who wants to be asleep in Hawaii?
There you go. Thanks so much, Adam Barr. For being on the show. It's been a pleasure. And we're going to talk with Craig Sasada, the director of golf at Poipu, after this. In the meantime, aloha. We'll see you in the studio soon, Mr. Barr.
Aloha and mahalo to all my friends.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
See your Hawaii Acura dealer in Honolulu and Kahului, Maui for the season's best offers on the 2013 Acura RDX. Choosing an Acura just makes sense.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. I'm just looking right now. Can't find our... Here we are. The legal ID. KPUA, Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And it's going to be a great day. We may have some rain later on, some heavy showers occasionally, but for the most part, it's going to be a great day. And we were just talking with Adam Barr, the president of Miura Golf, and in his one of his blogs, he talks about stress and stress being difficult. And he also mentions, by the way, one of the things that people don't realize is that people who think they're helping you with your stress are actually stressing you, because which is so true. You know, when you see somebody comes along and they're looking really stressed out and they're talking, oh, you have no idea. You know, my day is so, that's stressful. And so when somebody, just let them talk. That's always a good idea. Just let them talk. That's my opinion. Not necessarily that of Salem Media. Let's bring Craig Sasada into the show. He is the director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, where I really like this Couples Can Enjoy Tea for Two program at the Poipu Bay Golf Course. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Brittany Phan, who's competing in the Mid-Pacific Country Club at the Jenny K Invitational. She'll be joining us in about 15 minutes or so, just to check in before her tea time. I thought, boy, how generous of her to want to, you know, join us. But this Tea for Two program at Poipu Bay, it's awesome. It's between 1 and 150 any day of the week. That's Saturday and Sunday, too, right?
Correct.
That's awesome. It's basically 50% off.
Yeah, you know, it's for green fees, and if you do need rental clubs, it's $135 per person. So, yeah, you know, with club rentals at $55, so it becomes a good deal.
A really good deal. And they're in. It's a wonderful way to spend some quality time. Just don't stress your partner out by trying to give them tips.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, the key thing to this was that what we try to do is keep them as a couple, so we don't try to pair them up if we can. And that way, you know, either one of them is usually not much of a golfer. They're just trying to go out there and learn the game because their spouse plays. So, you know, by not maybe pairing them up with someone else right now, they don't feel as uncomfortable out there, and they enjoy the game a little bit more. And when they get more acclimated, you know, then they look forward to playing with other players.
Yes, that's so important, you know. And I'm wondering, Craig, if you go and play golf with somebody and you have a really terrible round, does what happens on the golf course stay on the golf course? Or are people allowed to, like, talk about how bad you are?
Well, that happens to me quite often, so. But, no, kind of what happens on the golf course kind of stays there, you know. Just remember, it is a game, so.
Yes. You know, but it's a great thing. And so if you're a couple on Kauai at Poipu Bay Golf Course, this is the Tea for Two program between 1 and 150, and you will be a twosome. They will not try to pair you up so that you won't feel intimidated if you're one of the two that's not that great at the game. And so you might say to your partner, you know what, you love golf, I'm not really that good, but they've got this great, can I join you and see if I can hack my way through? That's the term you use. I'll see if I can hack my way through this and figure out if maybe I can actually take some lessons and get good and join you on a more regular basis, if you'll have me, sort of thing. Some people like that time that they have alone on a golf course. You know, they are de-stressing. But a lot of people would like their spouse to join them, their partner to join them, and come out, come and play with me. That would be fun. So that's the whole Tea for Two program at Poipu Bay Golf Course. I thought about you last weekend. Craig Sasada and I talk about Tiger Woods a lot, and I thought, gee, you know, Craig should be on the show today, but then maybe we jinx Tiger, right? We talk too much. What do you think of his game?
Well, I mean, you know, looks like his game is right where it should be, or actually probably ahead. And, you know, this is the fastest he's ever got to, what, 4 wins in his career? So,
yes.
You know, it looks like everything's all good right now.
Now, it's interesting, this last one he won on a course that hasn't been kind to him. Most of his wins have been on courses that have been kind or he knows very well. You know, if he goes to Firestone, I expect him to win there immediately. My question is, on the majors, would you be surprised if he didn't win a major this year?
Yeah, I would be surprised, actually, because, you know, you just mentioned, you know, he doesn't play Sawgrass that well, I guess, and his last win came there, what, in 01?
Right.
And, you know, this time he took the driver kind of out of the bag, you know, just except for a couple of holes here and there. But Marion, I guess, would be kind of set up in the same way. So it looks pretty good for him if he keeps to the same strategy there.
Some people said he was playing at TPC Sawgrass as though he were be playing at Marion. Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like, you know, the way he was playing the game, just trying to keep in the short stuff. And, you know, just taking his chances, hitting the greens, because he's, you know, obviously he's a good ball striker and his putting is back. So it looks like, you know, Marion is pretty much set up for him because it's not a long golf course. So, well, to their standards anyway.
No, right. You mean to the PGA Tour standards.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, it's not 7,500 yards, right? Okay. What about crowds? And Marion is not set up for spectators, and Tiger and all of these guys are going to attract huge crowds. I'm wondering if it's going to be uncomfortably crowded.
Well, I'm pretty sure they probably figured that out where, you know, they can let only so many people on instead of maybe letting on 100,000 people, 80,000 people, whatever it is per day. They may have to cut that back a little because
did you hear that, folks? 100 to... Seriously, I mean, people don't realize what a major draws. You know, at the Masters, they keep the tickets so tight that only a certain number, 25,000, let's say, or 30,000, maybe on major championship, the Saturday and Sundays, right? But when you talk about the U.S. Open and the Open and the PGA Championship, 80 to 100,000 people a day on a golf course, that's huge. And then all of the support staff that comes along with an event like this. And Marion is a very tight, it's crowded. There's not a lot of open space there, is what I'm trying to say. So it's going to be interesting to see how the players and how the spectators interact. That's what I'm wondering.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, all the taking of the pictures, and I think they're going to be very, very strict about that sort of thing if you're planning to go. Have you been to a U.S. Open, to a major?
Unfortunately, no. And with being a PGA member, one of our benefits is that we get to go in for free. So I will do that one of these days for sure.
It's kind of like one of those bucket list sort of things, you know.
Correct.
I've got to do this, you know, at some point. And I was told, don't go to Marion, Danielle. Why not? It sounds like a lovely place. It's going to be crowded. So I immediately wondered how it would affect the players. Okay, so Tiger Woods, the next time we're going to see him will be at Memorial, I believe.
Correct.
Right? Then at Marion at the U.S. Open. You're following the PGA Tour this weekend with Keegan Bradley shooting a 60. Wow.
Yeah, opening round, that was impressive. That's with two bogeys, I guess.
Yes, two bogeys, then birdies, and I think he had an eagle. It's the H.P. Byron Nelson Championship. Do you find your interest wanes or falls off after big events like TPC Sawgrass?
Oh, no, I look forward to every week during the PGA Tour season. You know, in the United States, there's a lot of good young players, Keegan Bradley being one, obviously. And, you know, with these other foreign players coming in, I think it keeps the two interesting, especially at their with their age involved, being so young now.
Oh, gosh, yes. And now, did you watch, you know, here in Hawaii, well, the European Tour is on kind of early, but I watch it. Do you watch the European Tour much?
I do when I get a hard night sleeping, you know, I get up early. And
yeah, as we get older, we have a more difficult time. So, yeah, this morning was absolutely hilarious, okay? Graham McDowell and Nicholas Coulthard this is match play. And it's interesting match play because you've got pool match play. You know, try to describe that to somebody who doesn't understand golf that well. Well, you know, first we got these three guys, and they're vying for the points so they can get into the finals, and it's like, what? Huh? But what happened with Coulthard's is he hit it into, like, a rest station. Okay, the toilet. The loo. And literally, into the loo, right? It was inside this little building. And he wants to take a drop. He wants to try to hit it from inside the loo because it had the best line. But they couldn't. And I'm just watching this going, seriously? On the European Tour, they don't have as many cameras as they use on the PGA Tour. So they didn't have any. And I just had the divisions. If this were on the PGA Tour and if they'd ended up in some porta potty or something, you know, we would have been watching it for days of the different angles and the different directions. And, you know, they would have put that green line so you could see exactly where he would. But it was hysterical. And the rules officials looking at Coulthard's like, seriously?
Did he hit it up?
Well, he ended up taking a drop.
Oh.
Yeah, it was funny. I think Graham McDowell was way up on him. And I think McDowell was a little bit perturbed because he missed his putt on that particular hole. And then he slammed his putter down. And I haven't seen McDowell upset like that. He was up 3-2. So why would, you know, he get so upset? I think it was because Coulthard was taking such a long time deciding what to do. Pace of play. Does it ever... Oh, Brittany Pham's joining us. Since she's about to tee off at the Jenny K, let's get her right on. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Now, you played yesterday, and you're teeing off around 8:47?
Yeah, 8:57 today.
8:57. How's Mid-Pacific Country Club playing?
Mid-Pac Country Club is playing really well right now. I'd say the greens are running about a 10-5 and maybe 11 when you get those downhill putts.
Wow.
But it's really smooth. It's definitely a smart course. You know, you have to know where to place your ball and where to miss. Because if you miss on the wrong side, you're going to short side yourself and you have the worst chip in the world. And it's just tough. So you definitely have to play smart.
You've been working with the Kevin Robalski at KMR School of Golf. Are you still there?
Yeah. We are still there. I train with him 6 days a week at Ko'olau Golf Course.
Wow, 6 days a week?
Yeah.
You're amazing. How many hours do you put in?
Well, I usually start from 10 in the morning and I finish at 7 at night.
Now, understand that KMR it was developed for exceptional golfers and with emphasis on scholastics.
Yeah, KMR is, they want to help people to become better golfers, better people, but also one of their goals is to get the students that come there a scholarship into college of their choice, hopefully.
What is your choice?
Well, I am still looking because I'm actually going to take a one-year delay after I graduate this year from Kamehameha, and I'm going to continue the training, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Are you thinking about turning professional, or do you want to go to college?
Right now, college is the way to go. But if something does happen, you know, like you say you get into an LPGA and you happen to win it and you can gain sponsorship, then I definitely would seize the opportunity.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
There are times when one must seize the opportunity. Craig Sassada is the director of golf over at Poipu Bay. He's on the show with me. You probably heard him. Craig, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Brittany?
No, I think her plan going in today is correct in regards to pin placement, because Mid-Pac is a very playable course, but the trick is correct around the greens and where to put your golf ball to hit that next spot. That is correct.
Yeah. Any other advice? Because you've played Mid-Pac many times.
Well, you know, I'm not sure how the rough is up there at Jenny K, but in the last few Mid-Pacs, they've put the rough up, so they've made it a little harder, you know, hitting your approach shots now if you're kind of wary off the tee right now.
How is the rough, Brittany?
Yeah, well, I did get a chance to play the Mid-Pac Open this year, and the rough was pretty brutal. And they did cut it down for the tournament, but it's still thick. Your ball still sits down.
Yeah. That's Jason.
Yeah, that's Jason. You were the only woman playing the Mid-Pac Open this year. Congratulations for taking on the course at its most difficult. It must make this seem a little bit less challenging.
Yeah, thank you. It does. I think it was a good experience to play because, you know, the tougher the experience, the more you learn. And I think it definitely makes it seem way easier. But, of course, you still have to. Just because you hit on the green doesn't mean you're going to make par.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And yeah. Par is your friend, you know.
Always your friend.
Always your friend, right. You hug a par. Yeah. It's great talking with you. Tell us, I'm surprised that you're taking the time because most people are into warming up, while other people like to prepare differently. How do you prepare before your round in competition?
Well, usually when I get to the golf course, I usually like to get about maybe an hour and a half, a good hour and a half. And I start off with about 20 minutes of putting, trying to do a lot of the long putts so you can get the speed down. Before the green gets crowded, do lots of long putts. And then I head out to the driving range, warm up, you know, go through like pitching 8, 6, 5, depending what clubs I have on the course. And then if I have extra time, I do some chip shots, pitching, and then I go back to putting and then head out.
Wow. So you start short game, do you take your driver out?
Yes.
Yes. You end up with your driver, then go back to putting.
Yep, back to putting.
Excellent. Excellent.
Everyone can hit the ball, but you definitely need short game and putting.
Excellent, excellent. And physical, do you exercise before or stretching?
I do stretching in the morning just to loosen up, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to get too tired, but be ready for it. Brittany Fan, really exciting talking to you. We'll have to take more time at some point when you're making that decision about what you want to do next. It'll be fun to follow you. We really appreciate the time. Kamehameha Schools, Brittany Fan at Mid-Pacific Country Club playing in the Jenny K after competing in the Mid-Pac Open. We'll be keeping an eye on you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be back after this with Craig Sassata. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The 2014 Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Go test drive this car at Acura Honolulu, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. I want a tight turning radius. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. I want a responsive engine. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. And a smooth, quiet ride down Ala Moana Boulevard. You'll get that. It's so good on the nerves on Honolulu's streets. But don't take my word. Test drive the 2014 Acura RLX. Call for an overnight test drive. You heard right. Call General Sales Manager TJ Jones for your appointment to visit Acura of Honolulu. Your time's valuable. Book it. Call 942-4555. Meet with TJ and the RLX expert. There is so much to Acura's RLX, where luxury meets high tech. Acura's flagship sedan. Take it home. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your life. You heard right. Acura of Honolulu will wash and vacuum your current car while you're experiencing the Acura RLX. And when you bring it back, find out when you can take your Acura RLX or RLX Advance home. The number is 808-942-4555. His name is TJ. The car is the Acura RLX. It's an amazing car, and I'm not easily amazed.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Did you hear the Hawaiian Airlines jet taking off? Yes, the final qualifier. Call 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467, because next week we'll be announcing the winner of the, on Hawaiian Airlines. You'll be flying to San Francisco, and you'll be staying four nights at the Palace Hotel, San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel. Talking with Craig Sassata, director of golf. Great. I really appreciate the support that Poipu Bay Golf Course has given the Golf Club Radio Show. And I was looking at Twitter, and I've always wondered, why doesn't Poipu Bay have a Twitter account? but I was reading Michelle Wee. She tweeted this morning. All my hard work is going to pay off. I know it. Just got to keep believing in myself. Of course, she didn't make the cut again this week, and she won't be playing again until, I think it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now. And I'm glad to see her not give up on herself, and there's so many times when you do feel like that, you think, gosh, I keep working and working and working. I'm not seeing any progress. I'm not getting anywhere. And that made me feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I think, for Michelle, she's been pretty much having an off couple years, I guess. I'm glad to hear what you just said, her attitude upbeat. But sometimes, she may have to take one step backwards to go forward. So whether that be the truth or not, she may just have to sit down and just kind of think about it.
You mean like put the clubs away?
I mean, it could be, or, you know, it could be something where it's a change of her coach or, you know, whatever it is. But it looks like, you know, for the past few seasons, things haven't moved in the right direction for her, I should say, I guess.
Yeah, I heard one commentator say that the tabletop putting that she's doing, which is what she calls it, where she bends over 90 degrees, pretty much, you know, and putting, it is going to actually help in a way, because it's kind of going to, it's such a departure from the norm that it'll kind of like erase the bad experiences of the past when she goes back to a normal putting stance. But she says she likes it. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just looks uncomfortable to me.
I know. And I have one of those backs that, you know, you can, I can only putt practicing this. I can't do that anymore. And I can't imagine how long you could do that stance. How many years, you know?
If you take a guy like, you know, a great instructor in like a Butch Harmon, and it, the reason why I think he has so much success is he doesn't try to change anybody's a natural ability to swing a golf club, so to say. He'll work around it and maybe try to put it in positions from what they have. And I think that's why he has so much success, because he understands the golf swing. And he knows where from point A to point B to point C to point D where the club needs to be. But how you get there, you could get there in your own way. And he just tries to help it along, and I think that's why he has so much success with all his players here.
Casey Nakama, when he was teaching Michelle Wee in the very beginning,
right.
You know, Brittany Phan spent 7 hours. So did Michelle when she was Brittany Phan's, younger than Brittany Phan's age.
Right.
When she was 11, 12, 13, 14, there were 5 hours weekdays, 7 hours weekends. You know, at some point, you don't give that much time to the game. I think Tiger Woods does.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he stops.
Right. I don't think he stops. And I don't think Michelle, I don't know if it's time for her to step away or put herself more into it. But as far as the tour's concerned, they love her involvement. She's involved on so many different levels, you know. So her as a full person, she's a complete person. She has so many different facets. The artisan in her is coming out in so many different ways. And somehow I think it's going to one day translate to her putting. But I just don't know how she's going to get from this part where it's so difficult, this strange angle, to where it's going to become the fluid motion again that we saw when she was young.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, she has so much talent. There's no doubt about that. There's nobody questioning that, I think. And when I mean take a step back, is sometimes just, you know, go out and play golf, have fun. I mean, really have fun. You don't, you know, you go out on your own, play with your parents or whatever, your best friend. Your best friend could be a 40 handicap, but have fun with them.
Yeah.
And play golf with them. Enjoy.
Yeah, play. And emphasis on play and fun.
Right. And, you know, and then maybe her natural thing comes back to her where, you know, none of this, you know, you got to be so minute on every technical part of the golf swing where it gets so difficult there.
Yeah, let's not talk physics. Let's
right.
Let's have some fun here.
Yeah, let's just play. Here's the ball, hit it.
You know, what I love about your course is, like, you've got the Southside Men's Club and the VSP group going out today. I love that you encourage groups to come and play, the club play. That's, you know, having a group of people that goes out and plays golf. And if you'd like to play around at Poipu, there's an 11:10 and a 12 o'clock. And there's at Royal Hawaiian a 9:10 and 11:40. Wailea has a 11:53 on the Emerald course. And I'm doing that, Craig, because I hear the music in the background, which means I've run out of time.
Sure thing, no problem.
We just,
it's always a pleasure.
I know.
Always a pleasure.
We always have fun talking, and we always run out of time. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. And our qualifier is Jerry from Eva Beach for the Yes, Hawaiian Airlines Flyaway to San Francisco. And I want to thank our sponsors for making the show possible. Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, you go to Star Protection. They check out your property, see what the risks are, and then they get protection for your home, for your business. And if you're putting on a special concert, get Star Protection. The Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need. Hawaii and California, by the way. Acura of Honolulu, and now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. Great service, great ride, and with as much traffic, you should ride in comfort. The Acura RLX and RLX Advance. It's here. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Visually stunning. Nature and Robert John Jones Jr. They conspired to create that stunning value. You know, and this is not just be overwhelmed by it. You know, it's for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.